We're here with Antoine LeBlanc from The Office Group, and you've got an announcement here at PDC.
So what we're announcing today are the Office web applications. They're a new component of the Office system, and what they are basically are lightweight, cross-platform, cross-browser, web-based versions of our popular applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote.
And these will look familiar to anyone who's used Office products.
Absolutely. They'll look very familiar and work in very consistent ways with the desktop applications.
And what does this mean for the average person that uses Office every day?
That the boundaries between, you know, where people use technology, where they work, where they live today have changed a lot, and a lot of things have blurred. So whereas people used to in the past really do a lot of their work just in front of their desktop, in front of their computer, today people want to have access to their technology, their information, their communications in a lot of different places, whether they're at home, at work, or on the, you know, in the bus or something like that. So what the web applications are really about giving people access to their Office information and their Office apps when they're away from their desktop. So this lets them use Office when they only have access to a browser.
Well, if I'm an Office user, I could drift between the client version and the web version. And it works on a phone now, I understand.
That's correct. So now we're going to have basically a version of Office on the desktop for the, you know, for your PC. Mm-hmm. We'll have a browser-based version of Office that'll give you access to your Office applications when you're not in front of a PC that has Office on it. And on your cell phone, you'll be able to use Office Mobile to access those documents as well and seamlessly work between those three different platforms.
Why the announcement at PDC?
Well, at PDC, we're going to be talking a lot today about how we're extending the platform to really deal with the web and with the desktop, mm-hmm. and this mm-hmm. is very consistent with that, the way we're extending our applications in the same way to address the needs of consumers, you know, of our customers when they're doing things on the web, when they're doing things at their desktop, and when they're doing things on their cell phones.
How will people be able to get a look at this?
We'll have a limited technical preview available by the end of the year, and then these will ship as part of our next version of Office, codenamed Office 14.
So tell me about the type scenario that the average Office worker would use.
Well, fundamentally, these are about allowing our customers to create, edit, and collaborate on documents together. Right. So one of the great things about the web applications is that they will actually allow people to have perfect fidelity viewing of our files, which is something that's actually going to be very, very important, obviously. So Word documents lay out exactly the same way. Same thing with your PowerPoint slides. Excel documents will calculate exactly, or spreadsheets will calculate exactly the same way. We're also, the tools are also going to be allow people to do things like embed PowerPoint presentations inside blogs and things like that. So there's a lot of really interesting scenarios. Collaboration, of course, is first and foremost in all of this, allowing people to work together seamlessly on a document or on a spreadsheet or something like that. Is going to be a big piece of what these applications are great for.
And how will people be able to get Office web applications?
Well, for our consumer customers, it'll be available on Office Live for them to use from there. For our business customers, we'll have a couple different options. They'll be available through a hosted subscription through our online services, or they'll be available as part of our traditional volume licensing program so that customers can actually run these on their SharePoint servers inside their enterprise.
We're joined with Chris Bryant from the Office team. We're going to see a demo here of some of these apps working together. So what are we looking at here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to start in OneNote. It's a collaborative application, relatively new to the Office suite, but it's one of our fastest growing applications ever in the Office history. OneNote's an application that's used extensively by folks like Bungie. They actually were kind enough to provide us the content today. They use it extensively in their game development process. It's a free-form surface that lets you add a bunch of dynamic content, collaborate with people. It's based on a metaphor of a spiral-bound notebook with sections and pages. Mm-hmm. So you can pretty much do anything with it that you would do with a notebook, except it's digital. Right. We're starting out. The scenario is basically Antoine and I are movie producers. We're working on our next movie, and we've got a crew out there in the field scouting different locations, and they're taking pictures of signs and places and people that we're thinking about using as ideas in our next movie.
You could be out walking around with an air card in your laptop and connecting, and Antoine would be in the office on a full version of OneNote.
Yeah, absolutely. Antoine right now is using OneNote Rich Client on the desktop. I'm using OneNote on the web, and we also have OneNote Mobile on the cell phone. And you can collaborate between all three of those and add content into the same notebooks using any one of those devices.
Well, let's see how it works.
All right, well, I'm going to start off, it's like Chris said, I'm in the Rich Client here, and this is a great example of the kind of thing that people do all the time with OneNote, which is just collect a whole bunch of information together. We've got some pictures here. I'm going to just add a little bit of information to this picture, the no parking sign. I'm just going to say where this picture was taken. So what you're going to see here in a sec is I'm going to just make a change to this shared notebook here that we have, where Chris has this open in the web version of OneNote, and I just made the change.
And with no intervention, I got instantly synced Antoine's change. He typed 5th and Broadway under the no parking sign.
Incredible. And what did you do? You hit a key combination, or does it...
I just made the change, and what it does is it'll synchronize on a schedule. As changes are made to the notebook, it'll get pushed out to everyone who's connected to this shared notebook, whether they're using the Rich client, or they're using, you know, this client, or even if they're actually using a Windows Mobile-based version of the client.
And Chris just plugged in some text here.
Yeah, I typed some text under the public rail, like, to make a note that those photographs were taken on the Blue Line in Los Angeles. And in just about a second or two, it'll take for the web application to sync back to the Rich client.
Wow.
And then Antoine will get notified of that change.
What technology does this use? Is this Ajax, Silverlight?
You know, we use a combination of those things, actually. In fact, if I can show you here, when we have Silverlight available on a machine, we can actually do some very neat things. So what you're looking at here, actually, is the web version of Word. And what you see is a document that this was a document that was created in the Rich client version of Microsoft Word, and you can see that we're looking at it it's a very rich document. You can see all the information with perfect visual fidelity. What I'm going to do here, this is a machine that has Silverlight on it. I'm going to change the zoom level here to 400%, and what you can see is that actually when I do this, because this document's actually rendered using Silverlight and not just bitmaps and things like that, you can see that things scale very, very beautifully. We maintain all of the visual fidelity, and really that all the layout and rendering here is perfect. And that's because we're using Silverlight. If you don't have access to Silverlight, we can do this using, you know, just bitmaps and things like that, so that actually the experience works just as well.
Great, it looks great. You've got the watermark in the background, and it looks exactly like it does on the full client.
Exactly.
Right. And so this is Word on the desktop again. It's the same document that Antoine just scrolled you through. One of the things I'd like to point out about Word on the desktop is you'll notice that when I started typing there, we actually ended up showing my presence inside the document. And this is one of the new features of the next version of Word, the ability to simultaneously author a document with some of your colleagues. Today, there's a big challenge when people want to collaborate with others. They end up producing multiple versions of the same document.
Mm-hmm.
When I open it to edit, I take a lock on the document. You can't open it to edit at the same time. That's the problem today. And so people save different copies, my copy, your copy, and someone has to merge them back together at the
end. So you could be working on a paragraph at the top, and I could be working on a paragraph on the bottom. We won't be typing over each other.
Exactly. And when you open it, you'll notice that I'm in the document at the same time.
Incredible.
You can communicate with me. It's a standard instant messaging presence. You can communicate with me, ask me what I'm typing. We can start a conversation about working on the document together and actually streamline the collaboration.
Wow.
So let me show you one more thing here. I'm going to switch actually to showing you the web version of Excel now. And so one of the interesting things about this is that, of course, it's the same calculation engine and technology as Excel, so it works exactly the same way. It'll calculate spreadsheets the same way. I'll give you just a quick example here. I'm going to change this to say excellent instead of good. And what you can see here is that, you know, the little indicator here has changed from, you know, from black to white, and you can see that the conditional formatting and the score on that cell over to the left has changed as well to reflect that change. So we've got the calculation going on the server. At the same time, what we're going to see is Chris here is using the web client, and we'll see that the change that I just made gets reflected here in his version in a couple seconds.
And I notice you're using Firefox here, so this isn't an IE-only application.
That's correct. So part of what we've done is design these so that they're actually cross-browser and cross-platform, and you can use them in a number of different, you know, regardless of which kind of browser platform you're using.
That's great.
So Larry, I don't know if you just noticed it, but without any intervention from me, the score and the thing that Antoine typed excellent in there just updated on my version of the browser.
Well, thank both of you for coming in and showing us this. This is incredible. I can't wait to start using this.
We're very excited about it. Thanks
for having us, Larry.